My guest is Medford's Activities Director, Andy Gooden. And Andy, you have some information for us concerning Medford Senior High School fall sports. Now, as we know, the spring sports season was a wash, and a lot of the information that would have gone out to student athletes for the fall goes out in the spring. But because school was closed, they didn't get the information. So can you share with us, please?
Absolutely. So our fall sports signups, first of all, everything is on the Medford High School website underneath the activities and athletics link. But the information that you'll need is the forms. There's a parent consent form, there's a concussion form, and there's a physical form. And those three things must be turned in prior to the athlete practicing on the first day. And I'll get to those dates here in a little bit. The physical form, there is an adaptation from the WIA this year because of COVID that there can be a physical extension. And that's also linked on our website as well. So if you can't get into your physician to get a physical, or your physician is booked because of COVID and now they're just accepting patients, etc., you can ask for that extension. You can print it off online as well on our website, and you can fill it out, and you'll have 1 year extension for a physical. And that is only for those athletes who have previously had a physical. So if you've never had a physical, you gotta get scheduled to get one before you can practice. So the dates of fall sports, I just want to run through those real quick. Football officially starts August 4th. Girls swimming and girls tennis officially starts August 11th. And cross country, boys soccer, and girls volleyball start the week later on August 17th. Again, all this information is on our high school website underneath the Activities and Athletics tab. If you click on the fall sports link that would be on the left-hand side, you'll see where to sign up for a sport if you're interested. This is for all incoming 9th and 12th grade students. So last school year, if you were an 8th grader or a junior or anywhere in between, this is for you. We do have our parent athlete fall sports meeting scheduled. That is August 3rd at 6:30. That's a Monday, August 3rd at 6:30. And we are planning that they're going to continue as normal. So until we hear differently from either DPI or the state of Wisconsin or WIA, we are planning to go forward.
Because recently there was some erroneous information given out concerning the WIAA. They have done nothing. They're sitting pat on the dates that they have put forward, yes?
That's correct. Their stance right now is we're going to continue with life as normal. They're going to take their lead from the state officials and the state Department of Health Services. And so if something changes between now and then, we'll make the changes to our schedules, but hopefully that's not the case, right? Everybody wants to get going.
So once again, all of these forms for student-athletes are available on the webpage, yes?
On the website, yes. And if you have any questions, if you need to know if your child had a physical or didn't have a physical yet, you can contact the high school office, contact Mrs. Amundson, and she will get you squared away on all that stuff. Couple places to get physicals. I always like to mention this. Aspirus Hospital, of course. And then also Tailored Family Care Clinic offers physicals. And I don't know what the price. It might cost you a little something out of pocket, but those are two places that you can get physicals. The last thing I'd like to just make mention of is if you still have a uniform from this previous school year, I know the turn-in was a couple weeks ago for most students, but if you still have that uniform, please turn that in as soon as you can, and you can turn that in again in the main office. The main office is open at the high school Mondays through Thursdays, 8 o'clock to 3 p.m., 8 in the morning to 3 p.m.
All right. Once again, my guest was Medford's Activities Director, Andy Gooden. Thanks so much for sharing, and best of luck.